You're listening to the WTA Insider Podcast. Ready? Play.
Bethany Maddox-Sands, world number one, Australian Open champion.
Yes.
Thank you for being on the podcast
again. Thank you. Of course. Courtney, with you anytime.
If you keep winning, we're just going to keep having these conversations
every week.
I like this. I don't mind it.
I know. Weekends with Courtney.
Fireside chats with Courtney. But Beth, another amazing couple of weeks. Great partnership with Lucy. I mean, you must be just high, you know, you're just high on life right now. Is anything going wrong?
No. I mean, you know, I'm loving life right now. I mean, really, I'm a pretty positive person, and I really look at challenges as an opportunity to learn, even if it wasn't going well. And, you know, Lucy and I really clicked out on the court. Obviously, everyone kind of knows that. Sonia and I had a great tournament in Brisbane. You know what? I just really enjoy being out there with my friends. I mean, we talk a lot. Some of it's about tennis. Some of it's about life. But, you know, we really have fun out there, and we're competitors. I think we all know how hard we work, and we all want to win, but we're there playing each point one point at a time. And I think, you know, it sounds really cliche, but I mean, you really kind of go with the ebbs and flows of the match. I mean, we were down in that first set today. We were down, you know, a set in U.S. Open finals. So, you know, we're used to coming back, and you do it one point at a time. So I feel like when I got Lucy, my rock, next to me, she's keeping me positive. You know, we can do anything.
Yeah, I mean, we talk so much about, you know, the chemistry aspect of your partnerships, but just from the technical, super boring, dry tennis, forehands and backhands side of things, okay, you and Lucy clicked from the get-go. You and Sonia click all the time. What is it about these partners from a tennis perspective that works on the court for you?
From a tennis perspective, I always know what my partner likes the best. I always know what shots is their money shot. And for Lucy, a lot of times we use her leftiness, whether it's on a serve, whether it's her forehand, and we set up points that way. And again, you know, we take into account who we're playing. Our opponent, you know, some opponents like baseline, some of our opponents like the net. And so we really kind of pinpoint the ins and outs of our opponents, but for the most part, obviously I like to be at net, but we're not afraid to go two back either. And I think that's one of the things that makes us tricky to play, is we can change up so many things. One set, you know, I could be serving and volleying, the next set we're both back. And I think sometimes that mix up is tough for opponents to adjust to. And Lucy and I joke about it, because we, you know, at the end of some of these points, we're like, we love the chaos. And that's kind of how we play. Like, we don't mind those points where we're crossing, and poor Lucy, I'm kind of in the middle of the court sometimes at net, and she's just behind me trying to guess which side I'm going. But that's part of it, and that's part of our game, is we just kind of fly by the seat of our pants and keep playing aggressive.
I feel like that's a very overlooked aspect of doubles, that, you know, in singles, everybody has a playing style. And, you know, you talk to people, you know, in the singles game, you're a part of it, obviously. And it's just like, oh, I got to focus on my game and I got to execute my game. In doubles, there seems to be a lot more permutations as to what you can do on a court, because there's two of you. You can, you know, roll with different strengths. There's a lot more flexibility in what you do, which means that there's a lot more flexibility and creativity in game planning.
Definitely.
And execution. Is that seemingly,
I think so, yeah. I mean, and you're constantly kind of figuring out angles on the doubles court. You're sensing when someone's really close to the net, you hit a lob. And so there's a lot of this kind of second sense, do you want to say?
Improvisation on the doubles court.
Yeah, that you're, and that I love playing like that. I mean, if I'm going to go cross, if I'm going to, you know, back up for an overhead, I love being ahead of the game. Like, I like faking at net and seeing that my opponent thought I was going to go. To me, that's a win out there, not just like winning the point. To me, it's really kind of figuring out the opponents and getting in their heads a little bit. And then Lucy and I just sticking with our game. But, you know, I think once we really figure out something that's working well against opponents, like, we keep going there. I mean, there's no reason to kind of overdo it as well. And I think that's one of the reasons I think Lucy is a great partner for me, is because she just can recognize that and is consistent. She'll make those play calls. I mean, if it was up to me, I'd be like, okay, tweener on the next lob,
she keeps you
drop
disciplined.
Shot. Yeah. And I think that's what makes a great partnership, is, you know, is really kind of the yin and yang aspect.
in doubles, one of the things that sometimes fans can have a problem with in following the game, because I agree with you, it's always entertaining, as you know, between the lines. One of the things that can be distracting is when teams break up, when you cannot, you know, have a rooting interest in a team, like,
yeah,
right?
Yep.
And one thing that I feel like we've seen more and more in the last, especially 3 years, is having top teams
stick together. Yeah.
And there hasn't been a ton of shocking breakups. You know, Sonya
and Martina.
Yeah, that was a bit of a blindsider.
Yeah.
But outside of that, I mean, do you sense that, and do you feel like when you are with Lucy and the team Boosie stuff, all these things, that it helps to kind of earn a following and earn
definitely. We have people in the stands, you know, having team Boosie cheers, and half the time it's the Czech fans. So I have to ask them what they're saying. But no, I think
it's the Czech fans that have the Czech fans have
they,
chance.
They were having chance
yeah.
in a couple of
yeah,
our matches,
that's awesome.
And I was like, are they saying team Boosie? And what were they saying in the last
Butzia.
Night? Butzia. They add a little flair to it.
Classy. My name in Czech is Lucia.
Okay.
So they pronounce it the Czech way, Butzia. But I prefer Boosie.
Okay.
It's more like, sounds better.
Yeah. See, it's kind of cool, though.
Like
it's got a little flavor.
We'll have a little, we'll discuss. You're going to have to come up
a
with
new
like
hashtag.
An official.
Yeah.
Exactly. But speaking of that, of developing a following, talk about the dance. How did that start? How long did it take?
Sean T has been here in Australia at the Open watching all of our matches, and this guy really brings energy.
So
like,
positive.
I mean,
yeah.
I thought I was pretty high energy. This guy like beats me out like by far. And it's
he's a fitness trainer.
So he has some dance videos. I don't know if you've done Insanity workouts.
Insanity
workouts. You gotta check this guy. This guy's dance moves are amazing. And
yeah.
So
it's fun.
It is.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's a good workout.
I feel like that's going to be like my new workout is learning how to dance with Sean T. But
nice.
But we kind of got the idea. We're like, let's have Sean T choreograph a little team Boosie pre-match warm-up routine.
Yeah.
And it just started about like after one of our matches. And I mean, he's an amazing teacher. Like, I didn't think I was going to be able to like choreograph some dance moves.
You guys had it. I was impressed by you, Lucy. You had the moves down pat.
So we practiced it a few times, but he's great at kind of getting us in sync together. He picked up the song, and that's why at the end of the match today, the song came on,
and we're like, oh my God, we gotta do it.
Damn it, are we gonna do this? I'm like, we gotta do it. Like, the song's on, so I was like, okay, let's do this. But, you know, it was just a lot of fun. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's really something, I don't know, just something different, and Sean was happy to do it, and apparently we're adding more to it, so I guess it gets more complicated.
Goodness.
So
yeah.
Keep a lookout. Yeah,
okay.
It's gonna be like a full one. Yeah, it's gonna be like a full.
It's a good web series. You're onto something there.
I know. I'm not gonna lie. I was practicing a little bit in my room last night.
Oh, see, that's cheating.
I know.
Cheating.
We did it in the locker room this morning.
I know.
Yeah.
I
come
it
on.
Back.
Yeah.
Lucy, now that I have you here, I have a very important question to ask you. How hard is it to keep up with her in the celebration, like post-tournament win celebration? Something tells me it's hard.
Well, actually, I came to the locker room this morning. She opens the locker room, and you know she usually has oatmeal, honey, and stuff like healthy stuff. Now it's tequila there. And I'm like, tequila already?
I was like, I came here prepared.
I'm like, all right.
No matter what happens.
Win or lose.
I legit have a bottle of tequila in my locker room.
Do you have limes?
No, but they'll have limes.
They gotta have limes.
They'll have limes here.
Have limes.
Yeah.
So I keep up.
She
you keep up?
Keep up?
I do.
She
I do.
That's impressive. That's
yeah.
impressive Czech
yeah.
effort.
It is. I'm proud of her.
Well, last question. I'll direct this to Lucy since you popped in late. But just how does it feel to kind of like be able to finish off your tournament with
it's amazing.
A trophy?
I mean, it's the best finish possible we can get. And after 2 years again to hold this trophy here and... it's been so much fun all 2 weeks again, and we've had a blast, and
we do. Oh, I know.
It's so emotional.
I know.
So emotional.
It is almost pity it's over.
I know, it is. Like, it seems like it's a long 2 weeks. I mean, we're here almost two and a half weeks, and then it's over, and you're like, I can't believe it's over already.
We get to celebrate.
Do you know where you're playing next? Is it going to be a New Wells, Miami situation?
Oh, yeah.
Indian Wells, Miami.
Yep. Yeah, you'll figure out the schedule in between separately.
Yep.
All right. Well, congratulations, ladies.
Thanks, Courtney.
All right. And that's a wrap on this episode of the WTA Insider Podcast. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, or on any podcast app of your choice to ensure you never miss an episode when they go live. Reviews are always helpful, so if you like what you've heard so far, please do leave us one. And you can also get new episode alerts by following us on Twitter at WTA_insider. And we'll, of course, post the podcast on the WTA website at WTATennis.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.